This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
You bring up what you want with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about some, businessy related things. We started out with Bitcoin, which, Mark, you say we've pretty much gotten through the meat of that that piece, but you're going to post the whole thing, if you haven't yet, on our Facebook and Twitter.
I have.
So good. So people can go and check that out and get into the more dirty technological details of what the guy had to say to the Bitcoin miners. As we sit back and watch the price of Bitcoin continue to rise throughout the day today, it's gone up quite a bit in just the last couple of hours. The price is doing very well, but Bitcoin itself is sick behind the scenes. So what is going to happen? Well, of course, you can always go to Bitcoin.com and follow the latest news about Bitcoin. If you're new to Bitcoin, that's a great place to start to learn about it. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. According to Gilles Parkinson, yep, that's the name, Gilles Parkinson, over at reneweconomy.com.au, he writes, by 2030, you probably won't own a car, but you may get a free trip with your morning coffee. Transportation as a service will use only electric vehicles and will upend $2 trillion industries. It's the death spiral for cars, he says. A major new report predicts that by 2030, the overwhelming majority of consumers will no longer own a car. Instead, they will use on-demand electric autonomous vehicles. By 2030, within 10 years of regulatory approval.
What's the difference between a car and an on-demand electric autonomous vehicle?
You won't own it.
Okay.
By 2030, within 10 years of regulatory approval of autonomous electric vehicles, also known as AEVs, the report says 95% of all U.S. passenger miles traveled will be served by on-demand, autonomous, electric vehicles that will be owned by fleets rather than individuals.
So taxis are currently basically owned by fleets, so
it
makes a sound. It's sound. Uber, I know, is working.
They're working on this.
Google, as I understand, was a recent report that Uber is working with Google to create this. And I mean, you got those two giants working together. It's liable to happen, right?
Uber is already testing their autonomous vehicles, so yeah, it's happening. As we're speaking.
I can't wait. I'm sick and tired of vehicles. Now, let me ask you.
You do have to
this.
Wonder if they're going to be out of the urban areas anytime soon, because obviously it's, where the population centers are is where these vehicles are going to be used more consistently throughout the day. But
the nice thing about vehicles is they move. It depends on how far out you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in a Nebraska cornfield 200 miles from some metro or something, yeah, it's probably going to be a while till they get to you.
Right.
But if you're, a couple of miles out of town or whatever, then it might come pretty quickly. Also, I would say there's some problems with things like, I don't know what percentage of the population owns a pickup truck, but it's a good percentage. A very large percentage owns an SUV. So, now you don't always need the space that an SUV has, and you don't always need the bed of a truck, but you have them for a reason. In case you do need them. And one would presume that many of the people that own these things actually need them. I see a lot of really nice trucks around my town, which suggests to me that these people don't need them, because a truck seems like a work vehicle to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I use mine. My F-350 gets stuff thrown in the back on a relatively regular basis. So what are they going to do about that?
Well, again, I don't know.
How would you know?
This is just what the prediction is. And again, we're talking about passenger miles here. So that may be different from workers, right? That may be different from people who are hauling loads of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Although, of course, Walmart is definitely working on autonomous 18-wheelers. So, that's going to be a thing, too. And that's going to be a big threat to the professional driving industry out there, who I'm sure see this on the horizon and maybe thinking real hard about other lines of work that they can get into soon. If you're not, you probably should. The provision of the service may come virtually free as part of another offering or corporate sponsorship. Imagine, for instance, paying a token sum for a ride into town after buying a latte for $4.50 or getting a free
ride. Is that
what
they cost?
What?
A latte.
I have no idea. I don't buy coffee. Or getting a free ride because the local government has decided to make transport easier. The report by RethinkX, an independent think tank that focuses on technology-driven disruption and its implications across society, says this stunning and radical change will be driven entirely by economics and will overcome the current desire for individual car ownership, starting first in the big cities and then spreading to the suburbs and the regional areas. The disruption will have enormous implications across the transportation and oil industries, decimating...
A large latte, cafe latte, is $4.15.
Okay.
Wow.
Sounds believable to me. The disruption will have enormous implications among transportation and oil industries, decimating entire portions of their value chains, causing oil demand and prices to plummet, and destroying trillions of dollars in investor value.
Oil demand's going to plummet? Oh, because of
electric
vehicles. Now, one thing I would say is that cars car ownership is very inefficient, right? Like, I own a car so that once or twice a day I can hop in it and go into town to work or whatever it is that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically sits there. It's sitting there right now. I'm not using it at this moment either.
Right.
90-something percent of the time,
it's
completely unused. It would be far more efficient, you know, as far as repairs and all kinds of things go, if cars just did their thing, you know, went around and they were constantly being used. If somebody could use my car right now and I could trust them not to put cigarette burns in the seat or, you know, whatever it is that they might do, you know, get into an accident or whatever, then that would be a far more efficient use of the vehicle.
Especially if you were compensated for it.
If I was being,
As the owner of the car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the idea here would be that these companies would own these cars, and you'd get in and use it, and then somebody else would get in and use it, and so on and so forth throughout the day. They would keep them up to date. They would, you know, do the repairs necessary to make sure they were operating properly, and that when you were in those cars, they'd be autonomous, so you wouldn't have to drive. You wouldn't have to worry about the person being a bad driver.
I hope there's cameras in them so that people aren't, you know, scribbling on the walls.
That's going to be one of the problems.
Tearing up the seats and doing all the
puking.
Things that they do. Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be part of the problem. So, I mean, at some point, that car is going to have to go back to some sort of human who can clean the thing out and make sure it's
they could
in good
make
condition.
The seats really hard in these vehicles.
Like
and,
the back of a police cruiser?
Yeah, like a school bus seat or something, something that couldn't be damaged, and you just hose it out if the puke gets in it.
They could. Those might be the ones that pick you up from the bars.
Yeah.
You know, because the average executive isn't going to want to sit on, you know, hard seats, right? So it may depend on the client. It may depend on the area. It may depend on a variety of things.
Hmm.
I mean, think about it. If you're some suit who's arriving for a convention, you probably aren't going to want to sit back in the equivalent of a police cruiser with hard, you know, plastic seats.
I think that's exactly what you would have us doing when we went to the conventions. 100%. We'd sleep in the same hotel room, and we would get into the puke mobile, and we would go to the convention, and we'd have to park in sort of sideways in between everybody's limos. That's what would happen.
Well, we're just trying to save money for our listeners who support us going to those conventions.
I'm teasing you, but the reality is that you're frugal with other people's money.
The disruption, again, will have enormous implications across transportation and oil industries. At the same time, it will create trillions of dollars in new business opportunities, consumer surplus, and GDP growth. Lead consultant and co-author Tony Seba, who specializes in disruptive technologies, his early forecasts for the enormous uptake of solar were considered crazy, but were proved right, and he has since said that new technologies will make coal, oil, and gas all but redundant by 2030. He says that while the report focuses on the United States, the forecasts are valid for Australia, too, because the transportation industry is global, and he warns that the car you may buy now may very well be your last. He says, quote, this is a global technology disruption, and this is going to happen despite governments, not because of governments. Furthermore, he says the disruption will start in cities with high population density and high real estate prices, and then quickly radiate out into the suburbs.
Parking's ridiculous.
I mean, you're paying...
Yeah, that's going to solve that problem.
You're paying the equivalent of rent to park your car.
It's $50 a day in New York City and Manhattan. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts about the future of transportation. And you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Plus, there's other interesting business news about restaurant chains. They're having trouble.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up what you want, our number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast, or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. It's like how Bitcoin used to be, but even faster than Bitcoin originally was. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. That's Dash, D-A-S-H, Dash.org. And we continue here with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the future, if there is one, of car ownership. The prediction here by some of the experts is that this may be, if you're getting a car right now, it may be the last car you ever buy. And by 2030, they're saying it's going to be all autonomous electric vehicles just picking you up and taking you places without you owning them.
Everything I've heard is that car leases are extraordinarily inexpensive right now. That people are getting, you know, they're paying $150, $125 a month for a car lease when, I paid $200 a month for a used Accord that I bought in 1998. I mean, car payments have gotten ridiculously low. Oh. Now, in many cases, these have low mileage requirements on them, mm-hmm. and they get you on the miles. But another sort of factor here is that I think car manufacturers are essentially doing what Walmart did to Kmart. In the mid to late 90s, Walmart basically said, as I recall, that they intended to eviscerate Kmart. Like, they were going to leave them dead on the pavement. And they were
pretty much did.
They were going to run loss leaders, get people in the door buying stuff and starve Kmart out. And they didn't care if they lost money doing it. They were going to starve Kmart out. And I think that the car manufacturers are basically doing the same thing. They're taking less of a profit or even no profit in order to get people to not buy at a used car dealer. You understand? Mm-hmm. So if a person who would normally buy at a buy here, pay here lot could go to a car dealer and get a lease or whatever, that, you know, the get low payments, if they're being sucked away from these used car dealers, how long do you think it's going to be before the used car dealer just shutters their doors? I don't think they have to do this for very long. I think they could shut down. I think they have shut down a good percentage of them already. I think they could shut down in 3 months if they really, really tried hard. They could shut down probably 75% of the used car dealers in America.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Sarah in New Mexico. This is, Sarah's definitely somebody who would be happy to see the end of the individual-owned car. Sarah, go ahead with your call tonight.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. Obviously, I wish for that. It'll be my dream come true. But today, you know what? I donated $3 to the gum association at the CVS store today.
The what association?
You say lung?
Lung association.
Yeah, the lung association to help women's lung health. So
why
words,
women's lung
help
health?
Why not everyone?
Health. What's wrong with men's lungs?
That's not my receipt. I read my receipt. It was meant to go towards, the money was to go towards especially for women's lung health. So, I guess my thing is that what it means is that they're going to help women quit, which means is
quit
the
smoking.
Mothers with the children are going to be quitting so the rest children won't get sick. That's how I interpreted it. You know what I mean? That's my understanding.
I really support CVS in getting rid of tobacco products.
They did like a year ago, right?
It's probably longer than that. From their stores. They, they're a place of healing. They're a place of health. They shouldn't be selling, basically the biggest killer on the planet.
Yeah, I wonder what that did to their revenues.
I don't know, but I'm glad that they took the initiative. And I've tried to buy more things there as a result. Not that I ever bought, not that I buy a lot, you know. I mean, I go through shop.freetalklive.com or saveatpurse.com. But nonetheless, that's what I support. Now, on the other hand, the Lung Association, they're always behind legislation and all this other stuff, and that's not what I support. And especially this whole let's help women thing. I mean, you know, why are we picking, why are we choosing a gender and then trying to help those people? Well, because it makes people feel good that we're helping the ladies. Well, it stinks that the guys aren't being helped.
The psychological twist of it was, what do you think is the reason behind that? It's always the women. Is it kind of like the women and the children? Is that more people are more sympathetic to
I think
help,
so.
You know, give money?
There's far more men that are homeless than women because the organizations that want to help, you know, these folks tend to make sure that women have homes.
Well, the thing about it is, and then the women are the one that runs the whole family. So if the mother quits, she's going to make sure all the children are not around smokers, and then she's going to make sure that their husbands quit or something like that. And
I'd say you make a good argument there.
I think so.
Well, the thing about it is, and the women are in charge of the children. And I think if you make the mothers quit, the children will have less ear infections, less asthma. That's kind of like my assumption. So there must be some kind of a reason. You're right. Maybe people will give more money. Oh, it's for women, you know? Then, you know, I mean, actually, if I give money to the homeless people, I usually give to an older lady because I really do feel sorry for them more so than a man or something. You're right.
Yeah. I understand.
Sarah, thanks for calling to share your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting you bring up CVS. I'm looking here just to see, you know, how long has it been? I was curious, you know, what's been in the news? Has there been like a retrospective? And according to USA Today, a year later, so this was written in 2015, CVS says stopping tobacco sales made a big difference. They say that it caused people to buy 95 million fewer packs of cigarettes in 13 states, according to CVS Health in a new study.
How could that be? People quit because CVS isn't supplying cigarettes?
The new study compared total sales of tobacco products at all types of stores in the 13 states where CVS has more than 15% of market share with sales in states that don't have any CVS stores. The study, conducted by CVS's Health Research Institute, evaluated cigarette pack purchases at drug, food, mass merchandise, dollar, convenience, and gas station stores in the 8 months after CVS stopped selling tobacco products. Over the same period, the average smoker in these states purchased 5 fewer cigarette packs. The 95 million fewer packs sold, CVS said, was a 1% decrease in the number of packs sold. During 2014, nearly 264 billion cigarettes were sold in the United States, a decrease from approximately 273 billion sold in 2013.
So maybe people rationed their cigarettes a little bit when they realized that it was going to be a little harder to get a hold of them later on. They have to wait a little till later on in the day or something to get them?
I don't know. CBS's study showed a 4% increase in nicotine patch purchases in those 13 states.
God bless them.
There's more coming up here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about innovations, some big changes coming up here in the automotive industry. Some are predicting the death of the individually owned car. Like, you'll still have some little device on wheels that comes and takes you places, but it probably won't be owned by you, is what they're saying, in just the next, they're saying the next 13 years. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. As always, you can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Mark, what's the latest on the orphanage in Uganda that you have been helping fundraise for with the help of our listeners to help build an orphanage for some kids?
Well, they're getting the walls up. They've had enough materials left over from the creation of the foundation to be able to work on the walls. And you know, I'm still raising to be able to get more materials, so they don't need to stop midway through here. And that's why I need people to go to hope.freetalklive.com to help us to to build these. I've managed to get Virgil Viduva from Cell 411 to agree to match funds again. So
amazing.
Anything you go over there and you decide to donate, please let me know. There's a GoFundMe if you're more comfortable with that. I also sort of discovered last night that I misread the proposal. So I remember this. I read the proposal originally. This has been Oh, shoot, I must have got this thing in December for the building of the orphanage. And the grand total, I remember scanning down to the bottom and looking at the grand total was like $60,000. Which, you know, I'm like, well, $60,000 is a lot of money to raise from our listeners, but in the grand scheme of things, $60,000 really isn't much in building a two-story orphanage that's going to hold, you know, some staff and 40 kids, right?
Okay.
I mean, would you agree that $60,000 isn't much for building a building?
No, I mean...
Yes? I mean, you would agree?
I would say that that's okay.
I'm
not a construction expert, and I don't know what buildings cost in Uganda.
This thing was like a wish list that included a car for the orphanage and a motorcycle and like a few other things to go along with it. The orphanage is only going to cost like $20,000.
Okay.
So I was really kind of stunned at as far as the pricing goes on this, and we should have, you know, it should be relatively easy to reach this goal if everybody just pitch in a little bit. Remember, your numbers are going to be amplified by Cell 411. The Jax has expressed some interest in, you know, helping in some way. So I don't know what they're going to do precisely. Also, Roger Veer has expressed interest in helping too. So I'm really hoping we'll be able to hit these numbers very quickly. But I'd like to keep the momentum going. So please go and donate as Robert did today.
So what's the new goal? What are you trying to raise?
Well, I'm trying to get to... I'd like to get $8,000 for the walls to get completed.
Okay.
And once, you know, that way we got to go two stories on these things. They're right now they're about knee height, and I'm getting updates all the time. And we need, you know, we need mortar, basically. We need rebar. There's going to have to be some wiring, and then roofing's going to have to go in. So $8,000 would be nice. If you would just go to hope.freetalklive.com, and yes, you will be, your donation will be amplified.
That's hope.freetalklive.com. We are sharing from reneweconomy.com.au about a study in the United States, or a report that is predicting that by 2030, the overwhelming majority of consumers will no longer own a car. You might today, but in the next 15 years, there's a good chance you won't anymore. They're saying that it's going to spread out from the cities, and then it'll go there from there into suburbs, and then ultimately into smaller cities and rural areas. Indeed, there are some people who are starting to anticipate this change, considering Australian-based business models and even local manufacturing, such as those revealed on Monday by Michael Molitor, the head of a new company called A2EMCO. Seba says does not say that the individual car ownership will completely disappear by 2030, which, again, we're only 13 years away from that. 40%,
we're all going to make it, and the vast majority of us listening are going to make it to 2030.
40% of cars will still be privately owned, but they will only account for 5% of kilometers traveled. Autonomous cars will be used 10 times more than internal combustion vehicles were, and they will last longer, maybe 1 million miles.
I'll bet you will also see things like, so probably licensing fees will go up. The government is going to look at
the... Because they need the revenue.
Right.
Same
the government's
revenue.
Going to say, oh, no, we're not getting anything out of gas revenue, because all these vehicles are going to be electric.
Right.
We're not getting anything from gas anymore. We need to hit the people that use the roads, and those people are going to be these people with cars, right? The autonomous vehicles, of course, are going to get hit hard because they're going to be 60% of the cars.
We'll start doing a mileage tax.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll do a mileage tax. Maybe they'll just do, just for licensing. You know, if you want to put a license plate in your car, it's not going to be $100. I mean, here in New Hampshire, it's based on the value of the car. So if you own, like, a Lamborghini or something like that, you're paying probably tens of thousands of dollars
right.
licensure. I have no idea. I don't own anything like
but
that.
But in some states, they have done the mileage tax, haven't they? Like in Oregon or
They've
something like that?
They've tested it.
Uh-huh.
But it would really just be easier to raise the fees on the licenses, on license plates, wouldn't it?
It would be, but then you're punishing, not to say government wouldn't do this, but then you would be punishing those people who don't drive that much. And ultimately,
you'd be incentivizing them to use the vehicles that are on the road that are doing the driving. So that's what I'm saying is that if they did that, it would push people out of car ownership, right? Like if it was,
but they're saying it'll happen in spite of the government. They're saying people are going to just drop cars because that's going to be the economic.
The government will still be there.
Yeah.
And they're going to react to this new future.
I understand that.
One of the ways they could react is to raise license plate fees. And if they did that, if it was $5,000 a year to put a license plate on your vehicle, would you still own one?
But if Montana, for instance, wants to undercut the rest of the states and have the lowest fees, then all these mega corporations that are going to own these cars are just going to register their cars in Montana. So there's still to some extent, competition
between
states.
You can't do a local business and put license plates on your vehicle from some other state. It's not going to happen.
Well, I guess they could try to change the law, but it's my understanding that as long as the vehicle is registered in another place, it can operate anywhere. I don't know. I'm not an expert on those kind of things, Mark, but that's what I understand. I mean, because Uber can have an office in California and it can have an office in Montana.
Sure.
And I don't know if every state is going to demand that a corporate vehicle that could go from Montana to California.
When all those government bureaucrats see all those cars rolling around their
state
with Montana plates on them, it's against the law, basically, to have a vehicle that's not registered in place, and they could just come up with a new law.
Sure, yeah, they could very well do that. I don't know if it's against the law currently, Mark. I don't think that it is in every state.
If a vehicle spends 95% of its time in X state, then that vehicle needs to have X license plate. Bam, you're done.
Yeah, they could very well do that. So, anyway, autonomous vehicles, they say, will be used 10 times more than internal combustion vehicles were, and that they will last longer, maybe up to 1 million miles. What's your typical car go for? If you're lucky, 300,000?
Yeah, but one of the reasons is that a 300,000-mile car is, 15 years old minimum?
Okay.
I'm just guessing. You'd be driving a heck of a lot to put 300,000 miles on a car before 15 years.
And so you're saying just the oldness factor
right,
of the parts.
It's old, right? Like there's rubber pieces, there's springs, there's all kinds of things that wear out at different rates. They tell you to change your oil at 3,000 miles or 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because oil deteriorates and gets old. So if you were using an electric car, which should last longer than a combustion engine anyway, but if you're using an electric car, yeah, I absolutely believe you can get 1 million miles out of these things, because in all likelihood, they're going to be running
constantly,
almost constantly. You know, probably they'll slow down from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., but they're still going to be cars on the road.
Sibbe admits that his forecasts are hard to digest, but what he sees in the transition to autonomous electric vehicles from privately owned petrol cars is the same he has seen for all other major transitions, what he calls the 10x opportunity cost. It happened with the printing press, he said, and it happened with the first Model T. It cost the same as a carriage and two horses, but offered 10 times the horsepower. Every time we had a 10x change in technology, he says, we had a disruption. This is going to be no different. Mm-hmm. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. A little bit more on the future of electric vehicles. Maybe that's what's going to be motoring you about in less than a decade or so. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help support what we do on Free Talk Live, then please go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we talk about the ideas of peace and freedom and liberty 7 nights a week on over 160 great radio stations from coast to coast, then you can get behind the show for $5 a month, and we will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, so we can achieve more listeners hearing the ideas of liberty. And if that's, again, worth $5 a month to you, the price of a, what was it, a latte?
Yeah, $4.15. Good yeah. Lord, it is the price of, like, a latte.
If a price of a fancy cup of coffee is worth it to you to spend on Free Talk Live per month, then please just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight talking about the future, or the, you know, not so great future for the gas-powered automobile, the individually owned gas-powered automobile. They're saying here that within the next 13 years, by 2030, that most people, the supermajority of them, aren't even going to own a car. Well, they said like 40% might own a car, but 5% of the miles that they drive will be driven in their own car. That most of their driving is going to be done by these autonomous electric vehicles owned by fleets like Uber and whatever other companies have yet to come out into existence. But the idea being that, as you were pointing out, Mark, that put these cars on the road all the time rather than a bunch of cars sitting in a parking lot all day while people are at work, or people, you know, sitting in a driveway all night while people are sleeping. This is wasted capital. This is, you know, money that could be put to use, that investment could be put to use to get people places. And if that was happening, then there wouldn't be need to be nearly as many cars, because they'd be always constantly being used.
We have this technology today. I mean, it was taxi cabs previously. It's Uber then, right? The thing that really makes this a deal killer for getting rid of your car is the free driver. Personnel costs when it comes to taxi cabs.
That's the killer.
Those are the big overhead.
Right.
You know, you've got somebody driving that car to take you someplace. Now, it's in some ways, some people find it more efficient than owning a car, and I understand completely why that would be. Other people...
You mean hiring a taxi?
Hiring an Uber.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, if you're in a big city and parking costs you $50 a day,
right.
That's $1,500 a... Isn't that right? $1,500 a month? I mean, that's an incredible sum. I mean... I've never paid that in rent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you're going to probably, you know, see the value pretty quickly in using, you know, these vehicles and getting rid of the car. Now, a lot of people in big cities currently don't have cars at all. And so they're doing the Uber thing. However, when you're out in the country and it's going to take, you know, a while for somebody to come get you or whatever. But I would suspect that these companies and these computers are going to figure out when, say, I'm ready to go to work.
Right.
Well, it's 6 o'clock. We better have a vehicle
have a car there.
Right around the corner for, you know, Mark to hop on in.
Sure.
Because he, every day, he needs one this
especially
time.
If you've got a contract with him.
Yeah. And so it's... probably
that's just logistics,
cheaper.
You know, figuring out where the things need to be best
Computers
positioned.
Computers are great with logistics.
Yeah, exactly. So back to the story here from reneweconomy.com.au, looking at the predictions here by the so-called experts. They say that the change that he says will happen on day one of level 5 autonomous EVs, that's electric vehicles, obtaining regulatory approval. He says basically the day that autonomous vehicles are regulatorily accepted, transport as a service will be 10 times cheaper than the cost of new vehicles and 4 times cheaper than the cost of already owned vehicles. Why is this? Because everything will be cheaper. Like his predictions of the rise of solar power and the sudden decline of fossil fuels, Siva's calculations are driven by simple economics. Within a few years, the upfront costs of the autonomous electric vehicles will match those of petrol cars. But the depreciation costs will be minimal because the cars owned by fleets will, quote, last a lifetime, unquote. Maintenance costs will be significantly lower thanks to 20 moving parts in the powertrain compared to 2,000. For petrol cars. Now, I didn't realize that there was that kind of a difference. I mean, that's tremendous. That's 100 times.
If it's an
difference.
Electric vehicle, that's correct.
That's
yes.
What he's saying.
Now, I'm not talking about a hybrid like mine. Mine has more moving parts.
Because you're doing the gas and the electric thing.
Right, but it is a very reliable vehicle, and you know you don't need to do brakes to like 125,000 miles.
But my God, I mean, he was talking about the 10 times difference earlier. Like if you have a 10 times factor of change, that everything's going to change big time in that industry. That's a 100 times factor of change between 2,000 moving parts and 20. I mean, that's just tremendous.
Well, you know, the nice thing about a combustion engine is you can go farther in it. You can take a combustion engine from Florida to Alaska, and there isn't going to be a problem. Electric vehicle, there's going to be a problem. Now, Tesla's managed to put up charging stations and that kind of thing.
Right.
So if you've got to make a long haul trip, there may be other solutions that they have to come up with for you. But how many times are you doing that? Most people doing that in a given year. And
the average person, not so much.
Maybe at that point you would rent an electric vehicle and go
take the bus or whatever.
Whatever it is. Well, you don't want to take the bus takes forever. The trains cost 3 times what planes do. Planes you can't carry anything on. They've all got their drawbacks.
The miles traveled will be significantly higher. As a result, they'll be doing 1.6 million kilometers by 2030, more than 5 times more than petrol cars. Moreover, battery technology will also improve, needing to be replaced only once, and old batteries will be able to be used elsewhere in the power grid. The cost of maintenance will be 1/5 the cost of current cars, the cost of finance 1/10, and the cost of insurance also 1/10.
Yeah, that's going to make a big difference.
The survival of car manufacturers will depend on building cars with long lifetimes and low operating costs. This means that they will optimize for minimum waste of resources in building and operating vehicles, including designing vehicle platforms with parts that are interchangeable and recyclable. The report outlines the huge benefits from this transformation, unclogging city roads, removing the pollution that is choking major cities, saving millions of lives from accidents and trillions of dollars in health impacts, and freeing up parking space.
Lots of parking space will be freed up. I mean, nobody's going to have a car anymore.
We often forget about the health impacts of fuel cars. In 2015, in the OECD alone, outdoor air pollution led to $1.7 U.S. trillion annual economic cost from premature deaths. According to the World Health Organization, 1.25 million people died from road traffic accidents around the world in just 2015, and another 50 million of them were severely injured. Autonomous vehicles will be safer than human drivers, leading to a decrease in road traffic accidents. And although, to be sure, any such accidents caused by faulty software rather than the humans will certainly create a huge controversy, but ultimately, if the numbers are down over, I mean, if you got a tenfold decrease in traffic accidents as well because of electric cars, it's going to be hard to be a critic. It's going to be hard to be a critic of the few times where the blue screen of death caused somebody to, you know, careen off the road, as opposed to, you know, the 20 times more likely that someone drunk driver or whatever would careen into them.
There needs to be some kind of insurance set up and, you know, like understanding of what it's worth to, you know, you lose your life in one of these vehicles, but it's, you know, if one person dies for, you know, 10 saved in these things, it's an increase in technology. It's a better thing.
If you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. They say this will also have an impact on geopolitics, with the world no longer dependent on oil reserves for the bulk of its transportation needs.
Imagine not having to worry about what goes on in the Middle East.
Right?
I mean, who's going to benefit the most from this? Probably the people in the Middle East. Suddenly they'll have the United States and Western countries out of their business.
Well, that presumes that the U.S. government's going to give up on warmongering. I mean, you could argue that it's always been done for oil, but it could also be argued that it's being done for the benefit of the military-industrial complex, so they may just continue the wars for the sake of continuing wars.
They don't do them in Africa.
That's true. SEBA recognizes most people assume that the biggest impediments to this scenario are behavioral issues such as love of driving, fear of new technology, or just plain old habit. The cost savings, the speed, the increased safety, and the extra free time will be key factors in convincing these folks. But he says,
how long is it going to be until these self-driving cars come, though, Ian? We've been talking about them for years on Free Talk
Live. They're here. I mean, they're just not in our driveway.
I can't buy it.
No, not yet.
Tesla has the autopilot, but you got to touch the wheel every 10 seconds.
The government has yet to improve or to approve these things. The government's not just going to let these cars on the road without some sort of hoops that they're going to have to jump through. So you've got Google testing out their autonomous system out in California and elsewhere. You've got Uber testing out theirs. And I'm sure there's more. I just, you know, I'm not a car guy, so I don't follow these things closely. If you are, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. These companies they mentioned here, Uber, Lyft, and Didi, have invested billions of dollars in developing technologies and services to overcome these issues. In 2016, these companies drove 500,000 passengers per day in New York City alone. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.